One day a student graduated with a first-class honours degree from Glasgow University. His friends and family all celebrated, saying how lucky he was, as he was sure to land a great job. He replied, "Who knows? We shall see." As soon as the party was over, the country slipped into a deep recession. People were getting laid off all over the place. No company was employing anyone. The young man applied for more than 50 jobs, but nothing came up for him. His parents and partner felt sorry for him. He said, "Who knows? We shall see." He decided to become self-employed and started up a business selling mobile phones. Initially, business was slow, but suddenly demand picked up and the business started to make lots of money. He sealed a massive deal with a big company and eventually became a millionaire. He bought a new house with a beautiful view overlooking the sea. People were amazed at his turn of fortune. He said, "Who knows? We shall see." Unfortunately, a big national bank got into difficulties and all his savings were lost. His house was repossessed and he had to move back with his parents. Everyone said how sorry they were about how things had worked out. He smiled ironically and said, "Who knows? We shall see." He then read in the papers that the couple who were now living in his old house had had the house flooded. Rising sea levels had made the house foundations weak and the house had to be demolished. The insurance company didn't pay out and the couple lost everything. Everyone said how lucky he was to leave when he did. He smiled and said, "Who knows? We shall see." This story shows that when we judge problems in life as good or bad, we don't really see the big picture. We don't know the future, and bad can turn into good. The Bible tells us that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord. And Jesus said, "Do not worry about tomorrow." Now that sounds like a great way to live.